In your time, were the cases drawn by lot, or was there assignment by the Chief Justice, or how was that?
Well, the clerk of the court was to do an absolute rotation when the briefs and records were filed in the court. He was required to put the number of the justice on it. If you were Chief Justice, it was number one. Mm-hmm. And then, in order of seniority, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So all the time I was there, I think I was either 8 or 7. I think I finally got 6 because of Edwards leaving in the first 2 months I was there, and Adams coming on, and then Adams losing the election in 62, and Michael Herrick coming on, and then Carr leaving in 63, and Paul Adams coming back on in 64, I think I was 5 or 6, something like that, my number was, but we were all assigned an absolute rotation. That didn't mean that you couldn't switch cases by agreement.
Mm-hmm. That was Huey Carpenter was clerk then, was he, or was it Don Winters?
Don Winter.
And your number would come in rotation.
Yeah.
If number 4 got the last case, 5 would get the next
one. Yeah, 6, 7, 8, on back up to 1, yeah.
When I was looking through this material, I was in the library. Along comes Gene Krasicki. Remember Gene?
Eugene Krasicki, yes.
And now I said he had been on some of these cases. You'll see his name on as Assistant Attorney General. You know. I said, Gene, what do you remember? Did any of these cases jump out at you? I ought to ask him. Go down and talk to Justice Smith. And he didn't help me very much, but what he marked is Ozias versus Dingo. And that was a peril trust by a babysitter on behalf of the child of the people that she was an older woman. She became attached to the child and the family there where she babysitted. And she got a couple hundred chairs. Does that ring any bells with you? Was that a case of significance in your view?
I remember Ozias versus Dingle by name, and I don't remember those facts. I remember a Mather case that was a cause celeb when I was on the court. Pearl-Jean Hatmaker. Hatmaker case, not Mather. Pearl-Jean Hatmaker versus somebody. And that was a bitter case that ran for years and years and years, and I drew the horror of writing the first opinion in that one, and that was highly controversial. And it had to do with what some people call the rights of the parents as against the rights of children. That's before the clarification of the rule of best interest of the child, what that really meant.
But it's still being clarified, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be. I found out that nothing can get the justice stirred up more emotionally than a custody case.
Well, you were a father of 4 sons.
Yeah.
You got stirred up too, didn't you, in some of those?
Well, yeah, I was stirred up, but I found I got angry. I don't think I got angry. Some of them already got angry about what they considered the opinions and beliefs that were either pro-parent or pro-children. And so we had some real emotional sessions over that Hatmaker case.
Was that a custody case?